The sixth spiritual law of success is the law of detachment. The law of detachment says that in order to acquire anything in the physical universe, you have to relinquish your attachment to it. This doesn't mean you give up the intention to create your desire. You don't give up the intention, and you don't give up the desire. You give up your attachment to the result. This is a very powerful thing to do. You still have the intention, one-pointed intention, one-pointed desire, but you relinquish your attachment to the result. And the moment you relinquish your attachment to the result, combining one-pointed intention with detachment at the same time, you will have that which you desire. The source of wealth, of abundance, of anything in the world is the self. It is the consciousness that knows how to fulfill a need. Everything else is a symbol. Cars and houses and banknotes and clothes and airplanes, these are symbols. Symbols are transitory. They come and go. Chasing symbols is like settling for the map instead of the territory. It creates anxiety. It ends up making you feel hollow and empty inside because you exchange yourself for the symbols of yourself. Anything that exists in the physical universe can be acquired by relinquishing your attachment to it. Attachment comes from poverty consciousness because attachment is always to symbols. Detachment is synonymous with wealth consciousness because with detachment there is freedom to create. Then the symbols of wealth are created spontaneously and effortlessly. Only from detached involvement can one have joy and laughter. Without detachment, we are prisoners of helplessness, hopelessness, mundane needs, trivial concerns, quiet desperation, and seriousness, the distinctive features of everyday mediocre existence and poverty consciousness. People are constantly seeking security. Even attachment to money is a sign of insecurity. And you will find that this seeking of security is actually a very ephemeral thing. You might say, when I have X million dollars, then I'll be secure. Then I'll be financially independent and I will retire. Then I will do all the things I really want to do. But it never happens. Never happens. The need for security is based on not knowing the true self. Those who seek security chase it for a lifetime without ever finding it. It remains elusive and ephemeral because security can never come from money alone. Attachment to money will always create insecurity, no matter how much money you have in the bank. In fact, some of the people who have the most money are the most insecure. True wealth consciousness is the ability to have anything you want, anytime you want, and with least effort. To be grounded in this experience, you have to be grounded in the wisdom of uncertainty. In this uncertainty, you will find freedom to create anything you want. Security and certainty are a result of rigid attachment to the known. However, the known is nothing other than the prison of past conditioning. Uncertainty, on the other hand, is the fertile ground of pure creativity and freedom. Uncertainty is the same thing as stepping into the unknown in every moment of our existence. The unknown is the field of all possibilities, ever fresh, ever new, always open to the creation of new manifestations. Without uncertainty and the unknown, life is just the stale repetition of outworn memories. You become the victim of the past, and your tormentor today is yourself, left over from yesterday. The search for security is an illusion. In Vedic wisdom, the answer to this whole search is what we call the wisdom of insecurity, or the wisdom of uncertainty, which means that this search for security is actually an attachment to the known. And what's the known? The known is our past. It's just the prison of past conditioning. There's no evolution in that. Absolutely no evolution at all. And when there is no evolution, there is stagnation, entropy, disorder, and decay. Relinquish your attachment to the known. Step into the unknown, and you will step into the field of all possibilities. In your willingness to step into the unknown, you will have the wisdom of uncertainty factored in. And this means that in every moment of your life, you will have excitement, adventure, mystery. You will experience the fun of life and have an exuberance and zest for living. Every day, you can look for the excitement of what may occur in that field of all possibilities. When you experience uncertainty, you are on the right path. So don't give it up. You don't need to have any idea of what you'll be doing next week or next year, because if you have a very clear idea of what's going to happen and you get rigidly attached to it, then you shut out a whole range of possibilities. One characteristic of the field of all possibilities is infinite correlation. The field can orchestrate an infinity of space-time events to bring about the outcome that is intended. But when you are attached, your intention gets locked into a rigid mindset and you lose the fluidity, the creativity, and the spontaneity inherent in the field. When you get attached, you freeze your desire from that infinite fluidity and flexibility into a rigid framework which interferes with the whole process of creation. Now, this doesn't take away from the law of intention, from goal setting. It's simply saying that you want to go in that direction, you have this goal, but between point A and point B, there's an infinity of possibilities. With uncertainty factored in, you might change direction in any moment if you find a higher ideal or if you find something more exciting. And you're also less likely to force solutions on problems, which enables you to stay alert to opportunities. That's the whole process of evolution. You don't force solutions. When you force solutions on problems, you only create new problems. But when you put your attention on the uncertainty and you witness the uncertainty while you expectantly wait for the solution to emerge out of the chaos and the confusion, then what emerges is something very fabulous, something very exciting. This state of alertness, your preparedness in the present, in the field of uncertainty, meets with your goal and your intention and allows you to seize the opportunity. What's the opportunity? It's contained within every problem that you have in your life. Every single problem that you have in your life is the seed of an opportunity for some greater benefit in your life. And when you have that perception, you open up to a whole range of possibilities. And this keeps the mystery, the wonder, the excitement, the adventure alive. You can look upon every problem that you have in your life as an opportunity for some greater benefit. You stay alert to opportunities by being grounded in the wisdom of uncertainty. And when your preparedness meets opportunity, the solution will spontaneously appear. What comes out of that is called good luck. Good luck is nothing but preparedness and opportunity coming together. When the two are mixed together, with an alert witnessing of the chaos, a solution emerges that will be of evolutionary benefit to you and to all those that you come into contact with. This, then, is the perfect recipe for success, and it is based on the law of detachment.
Applying the law of detachment.
I will put the law of detachment into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. Today I will commit myself to detachment. I will allow myself and those around me the freedom to be as they are. I will not rigidly impose my idea of how things should be. I will not force solutions on problems, thereby creating new problems. I will participate in everything with detached involvement. 2. Today I will factor in uncertainty as an essential ingredient of my experience. In my willingness to accept uncertainty, solutions will spontaneously emerge out of the problem, out of the confusion, disorder, and chaos. The more uncertain things seem to be, the more secure I will feel, because uncertainty is my path to freedom. Through the wisdom of insecurity, I will find my security. 3. I will step into the field of all possibilities and anticipate the excitement that can occur when I remain open to an infinity of choices. When I step into the field of all possibilities, I will experience all the fun, adventure, and mystery of life.